Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Your life demands the best in hardwood floors. At Lumber Liquidators, you'll get the best quality and the best styles for less. This week, more than 30 varieties of our best-selling pre-finished hardwood are $1 off a square foot, like golden teak, tobacco road acacia, even beautiful bellowwood, with one of the most durable finishes in the world. And get distressed oak $2 off, plus more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Get the best for less at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7575 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7575.
Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Supplies have a Vet VIPPS accredited online pharmacy covering all your pet's needs, from heartworm medications and anti-inflammatories like Rimadyl to non-prescription items like Canine Advantix Flea and Tick Preventive. Doctors Foster and Smith has your pet covered. We'll even contact your vet for you, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day with free shipping on orders over $49. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com, because your pet's health and happiness come first.
This is an Animal Radio News Update, brought to you by Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy, with prescription medications and over-the-counter products like Advantix Flea and Tick Medication delivered right to your door. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. Isn't it amazing these days all of the things that shelter dogs who would have otherwise been euthanized, that they are now being trained to do, like, you know, plucked from the shelter at the last moment? Such is the story of this dog, 14-month-old Gia. They call her a sleuthing superstar. And the only equipment Gia needs is her nose, which is now famous. She is the newest weapon in a Florida sheriff's arsenal against child pornography. You see, she successfully sniffs out any tiny electronic storage device or card. Literally, they say, Gia can sniff out anything that can hold a memory. Dogs with skills like Gia can cost law enforcement as much as $20,000 to buy. But Gia was picked out for her special personality and talents from a local animal shelter in Florida, and she was free to the sheriff's office. Her handler says Gia walks into a room and that she can smell the tiny memory devices like we can smell pizza, which is a good thing, because so many child porn offenders really hide those things well, those little small thumb drives or even tiny SD cards that are often loaded with evidence in hard-to-find places, like behind an electrical plate in a wall. So Gia has been a lifesaver in Florida. We know the most popular pet names in America for dogs, right?
Right.
They're Max, Bella, I mean, every year. But what names do other countries have as their favorites? You know, you want to hear something unusual or different once in a while. In the UK, it turns out that Alfie is the most popular name for dogs.
Why did I get that?
And the fourth most popular cat name. Alfie, capital A-L-F-I-E. Now, interestingly, Alfie does not even crack the top 100 list of most popular pet names in America. So here's the official list for this year in the UK and their favorite pet names. The most popular dog names, which are not, by the way, broken down by male or female. But the most popular dog names are Alfie first, followed by Poppy, then Bella, then Charlie. Now, the most popular cat names are same names, but a different order. Charlie is the most popular name for cats, followed by Bella, then Poppy, then Alfie.
Wow.
And the most popular names for horses are Rosie, Alfie is second, then Bailey and Belle. Isn't that amusing?
Bella, I think, actually is on the U.S. list.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Right. So. But that's the only one that, that goes both ways.
Me thinks that the English people need some creativity in their pet
I know.
Names.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
And that it
yeah.
works for dogs, cats, and horses.
Yeah. I think at least here in the U.S., we separate our dog names from our cat names. Well, I don't think they cross over as much.
Maybe so, but I'll tell you that the U.K. is much further advanced with animal care and loving their animals than
yes,
we ever have
they
been.
Yes, they are. They've got better animal laws than we do.
Yes.
The Animal Friends Pet Insurance over there, which did the research, says that trends over the last few years do show that people are now far more likely to give their pets human names than ever before, and they attribute that to the fact that we are more likely to consider our pets as a part of the family. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy. With everyday low prices on products like Quelin and Rimadyl delivered right to your door with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
Animal Radio, celebrating our connection with our pets. Today, Doc Halligan has brought Ricky, the Lucy Pet Foundation spokescat, in the studio. And I'm amazed at just how well Ricky has behaved.
He's one cool cat.
Can you hear him? He's meowing. Ricky!
Yes, I can hear him.
He is a dog in a cat's body.
Yeah.
But then cat people say, don't say that. I go, yeah, but it's just cool for people that might not think about getting a cat to say there can be some cats that are dog-like and there's dogs that are cat-like.
We have one of those in our studio.
Yes,
Nike,
we
the
do.
Studio cat dog. Yeah.
Yes.
Every week we get a whole bunch of questions about kitty litter and people calling in saying that their animals, their cats in particular, are not using the kitty litter. They're going outside of the box. And there's so many reasons this could happen. And I wanted to say that your kitty litter etiquette is right on point.
Correct.
What kind of kitty litter etiquette is there?
Well, let's talk about cats in general. I mean, like if you have a baby, you kind of, it's easy. Diaper gets dirty, change it, right? So I think, but people get a kitten or a cat, they've never had one. And I don't think they are educated on proper etiquette. Cats are clean animals. They do not want to go in something that's dirty. That's the number one reason why they don't use the litter box is that it's dirty. I mean, think about, would you go to a porta potty, you know, and just be like, oh, this is great?
No. I try to avoid the porta potties as much as I can.
Yes.
So they're fastidious.
Right.
They want a clean place.
Yes. I mean, they don't want to step in something that's dirty. In the wild, they would go to the clean little spot, do their business and cover it up or not cover it up. So if you have one cat, believe it or not, the rule is the number of cats plus one you should have, because let's say you forget to clean the litter box daily. At least you have a backup instead of your carpet. So the rule is number of cats plus one.
So even if you have one cat, there should be two litter boxes.
Correct. Technically, yes, okay. You should have two.
Where should these boxes be located? I mean, should they be located right next to each other so they can just choose one? Or the other? Or?
You know, they can be. If space is limited, there is not a problem of putting the boxes right next to each other. I've had two cats for 18 years. Boxes are right next to each other. They've never gone outside the box. So that is okay. If you have room and you want to put them in different locations, but the location is extremely important because cats are acute hearing. They have acute sense of smell. They're they are predators, unlike dogs. So they have a little, their senses are very important. So they're very sensitive to sound and movement. So you do not want to put the litter box in an environment where there's a lot of commotion. It needs to be in a quiet environment. So wherever that is in your living environment, I actually have mine in a cabinet with a kitty door. They go in, it's closed off, and they go out. They like to be private when they do their business.
Now
yeah.
I was going to say, now should I put
hairball. Oh, hairball. You got a hairball, Judy. You need fiber in yes. your diet.
Should I put covers on them to help, you know, the sight and the smell? Keep it
the
away.
Litter
yeah,
in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Keep it
well,
in
it's interesting because of Cat's Incredible, where there's absolutely no ammonia forming, you can use a covered litter box now. Before the formation of this litter, I would tell you no. Why? Because the smell is just amplified inside a tented box. But there have been studies that shown that, you know, it's 50-50. Some cats actually do like the hooded box. And I'll tell you why. If you got it in a bad location and it's hooded, they'd rather be in the private, you know, than having it open. But most cats prefer the open box as long as it's in a quiet environment.
That's a lot of etiquette there. Anything else?
Well, I think studies have shown, as veterinarians, we've done lots of litter studies. They prefer the clay clumping litter.
Okay.
So that is what most cats prefer. So that's why Cat's Incredible came out with the clay clumping litter, because it is the majority of cats prefer that.
Not to mention that it doesn't smell, it has no ammonia smell. In fact, there's a proprietary secret ingredient that keeps ammonia from smelling in Cat's Incredible. And it, you know what? Yep. We haven't changed, I just remember this today, we have not changed that litter in almost a week now, just because I haven't smelled it. Usually when I smell
See?
It, I go clean it.
Mm-hmm. And you've noticed, are you using the scented or
We're
unscented?
Using the unscented. I prefer the unscented.
Okay.
And they
okay.
love it.
Yeah, no, thank goodness to Dow, who came up with this. For years they were studying it. And, you know, it costs a lot of money to be able to come up with a product like this. And, you know, there isn't a lot of dollars being spent to help animals. It all goes to human research. So I was really happy that we were partnered with Dow Chemical, because they really are going to make a difference for kitties. We are going to save cats' lives because of this litter.
Okay, it's Cats Incredible. Doc Halligan from the Lucy Pet Foundation. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
An Australian man was recently caught hiding 3 geckos in his socks. Police found the little lizards hidden in the man's socks during a routine search of his car and alerted wildlife authorities. It's believed the man caught the geckos, which are a protected species in the wild, with hopes of selling the popular little lizards on the black market. The alleged smuggler had hidden a marble velvet gecko, an eastern spiny-tailed gecko, and a 3-spot knob-tailed gecko. A wildlife officer explained that taking an animal out of the wild affects both the local populations from which they're taken, but also can spread disease to other reptile communities. Unlawfully taking wildlife can cost you fines up to $24,000. Maybe this guy was just trying to save on his car insurance. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Paul on Animal Radio. The pets are all part of your life. Make them welcome in your life.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock, with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N pets.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7575 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7575.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
The end of the world alien invasion plot has been done to death and the fifth wave is four waves too many. I'm out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.